Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 3, we were talking about the difficulty that man has controlling his own tongue. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Think of the animals that make us fear. Lions, bears, wolves. But men have prevailed and have tamed or controlled them. Alligators may not do tricks, but we have mastery. Land, air, and sea. The natural man, without Christ, prevails over much of the creation. But verse 8 shows that the greatest beast has its den just behind the teeth. He says, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Do not read into this verse something that is not there. The verse does not say that the tongue cannot be tamed. Rather, no man can tame it. By nature, the tongue is more difficult to control than are the fiercest of beasts. A tongue can be tamed, but it must be tamed by the Lord. And we only see the Lord do that as we submit totally to Him. We must crucify the flesh with the affections and the lust thereof. God only can control it as we yield ourselves to Him and we obey His Holy Spirit. My friend, as a Christian, you cannot, and I say this most emphatically, you cannot mature without a daily walk and meditation into the Word of God. If you don't do that, you'll end up going to church wanting to be entertained, not wanting to be made to think or to serve. And you'll look for the church that entertains you the best, instead of giving you the Word of God. Now, since man speaks of the abundance of the heart, make sure that your heart learns to meditate in God's Word. Walk with Him every day, and walk with Him throughout the day. We are to hide in our heart God's Word, that we might not sin against God. To hide God's Word in your heart means that you think on it, and you meditate upon it. More than just memorizing, it is thinking on its application. Notice the word unruly. It suggests the idea of instability and restlessness. It is difficult to hold it still, and when it does speak, we cannot depend on its words to be right words. It is unruly, verse 8, James 3 says, an unruly evil. And that is telling it as it is. Even the most respected people have their seasons of regretful words and unintended comments. This preacher has been guilty too many times. Too often the tongue is full of deadly poison. Deadly poison speaks of the death blows that the tongue delivers to good relationships. Sometimes it's a family. Other times it breaks the relationship of long-standing friends. Too often, like a deadly poison, it does not have to be large doses. It takes but a word to set mischief and discord afoot. The deceptive thing about poison is that it works secretly and slowly, and then it kills. How many times has some malicious person injected a bit of poison into a conversation, hoping it would spread and finally get to the person he or she wanted to hurt? Poisonous tongues do great damage to individuals, families, classes, and entire churches. We would not turn lions or snakes loose in the church building during services, but an unruly, poisonous tongue will have those kind of results. And that is the idea behind the word poison in this passage. When an animal is tamed, you get a worker instead of a destroyer. When a fire is controlled, you generate power. Your tongue cannot be tamed by man, but it can be tamed by God. And when it is, like the apostles at Pentecost, your tongue can be set on fire from heaven. If God lights the tongue and controls it, then the tongue can be a mighty tool for winning unsaved people and bringing them to Christ and building up the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, bringing others into your local church. It's up to the Christian to yield to the control of God's power or to allow his tongue to be set on fire of hell, which benefits only Satan. Now, my friend, it is greatly, and I say this as a pastor, okay, it is greatly and terribly a tragic thing that there are Christians, and more than just a few, that abuse homes, their churches, themselves, with the tongue. And I'm afraid that there are going to be many Christians that are saved and in heaven, but saved so as by fire. And they'll find that their tongue was the cause of lost reward. However, my friend, let me also be quick to point out that a man saved so as by fire in heaven is a million times better than a good moral man who went to hell. You see, my friend, the lake of fire has no escape. The lake of fire is forever and ever. You do not cease to exist. You do not escape it. There's no such thing as a purgatory. You're either going to go to heaven or to hell when you die. Your spirit is going to go to one of those two places. The lake of fire is a place of torment. It's a place of pain. It's a place of eternal damnation. The rich man in hell wanted Lazarus just to be able to put his finger in water, even if it was full of sores, and touch his tongue. He was so tormented in the flames. And my friend, we could go on and talk about different people and different things that happened in the scriptures to show us how bad hell is. We used a word today in our passage in James 3 and verse 6, talking about the tongue being set on the fire of hell. Do you realize the passage I just pointed out here is the only time the word hell, its Greek word Gehenna, is stated, and it wasn't Jesus Christ himself personally stating it in his ministry. All the other times, Jesus preached about it. Now, we say God is love, and he certainly is love, but he's also holy. And Jesus Christ is recorded to have preached more on hell than any other man. He also went around preaching repentance. He told his own brothers in the flesh, those half-brothers that were born to Mary after Jesus, he said to them in John chapter 7, verse 7, that the world can't hate you, but he says, me it hates, because I testify of it that their deeds are evil. Jesus called sin, sin, and he was persecuted for. As a matter of fact, the people that hated Jesus and persecuted Jesus the most were religious people. Jesus went into the temple one day and he turned over the tables of the money changers. As a matter of fact, I believe that happened twice in his ministry. You see, Jesus didn't go along with the contemporary worship of the day. The contemporary worship of the day set up money tables and had all these other things going. It's what everybody liked, everybody did, and everybody thought it was great. But Jesus said, the Bible says, God's house is a house of prayer. So he didn't entertain. He stuck with the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. Friend, he's your only hope of heaven. Jesus shed his precious blood on the cross so that you could have everlasting life. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose up victorious over hell and the grave. He did that for you. He said that whosoever, which means anybody, believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. To believe in him means that you trust him with your very life. Now, what you must do is admit that you're a sinner. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Then in Romans 6:23, he says the wages of sin, didn't say big sin, a whole lot of sin, just said the wages of sin, which we've all done, is death. That's final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. And then he said Romans 5:8, that God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, in other words, just like we are, Christ died for us. That's why we read in Romans 10:9, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, that whosoever is you, that whosoever is me. And since he said if you would believe from your heart and call upon him, he'd save you, why not do that right now, right where you are? Why not pray this prayer? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe that 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. I am willing, by your help, to turn from sin. And I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart, my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Our announcer will be giving you our address here in just a few moments and tell you what you can do if you'd like to have a CD of this message. This has been going over the last few days, and it might be something that you would like to have, or you may have missed one of the days on this passage of James 3, 5 through 8. And so just write and just say, I would like the sermon on James 3, 5 through 8, or The Untamed Beast. And we'll send that to you as quickly as possible. Well, I see that my time is up. I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible.